Censorship, traffic throttling, and shadow banning of content has impacted the Andres Segovia Show's reach across the big tech platforms. In order to make the program uncancelable, I made the show available across multiple different platforms in various types of formats. Your support for the show goes a long way to ensure the lights stay on. There are different ways you can support. One, you can sign up for Locals, which is free, and you can choose to be a paid supporter through there. Locals is where you get exclusive shows within the show and exclusive access to me directly. But if Locals is not for you, you can always check out my storefront on Amazon, where you can buy my published works from the Enoch Bellagio series or the Andres Segovia Show, Transcripts of the Early Days. You can also shop for the gear that I use to make my coffee. If you're wondering what kind of tools you might need to produce your own podcast because you want to get into that, you can also check out my tech on how I produce my show there as well. So go to theandressegovia.com/shop. That's theandressegovia.com/shop and find all the links there. That's theandressegovia.com/shop.
This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Hey everyone, it's Andres, and I'm coming at you from my home gym. I'm gonna get working out here. I've actually been working out, so I got the timer on pause. But I just thought, you know what, I wanted to take advantage of this since I'm using the Project Rock Under Armour over the ear headphones, and it's been a year. Not just that, it's my most watched video of the year with the most interaction that some of you have been asking for an update. I'm going to be working out with these things, but in order to do so, I'm going to switch these from my Android devices to iOS to give an idea of how to respond to one of your questions with respect to codecs, and also to give you a look-see on how these drivers hold up with some workouts that require more movement versus steady-state cardio or strength training. Okay, let's see how this goes. So paired to my Samsung Galaxy S7 Tab is the Project Rock over-the-ear headphones. What I pair to my iPhone 12 are the first generation Project Rock on-the-ear headphones. And these are the first generation earbuds. Now, I never talked about these. I rarely ever use them. The battery sucks on them. I loved the Gen 1, just that they're really tight and really hurt your cranium. So the one all of you are asking about is with respects to the Gen 2 that go over the ear, not on the ear. So let me just show you really quick my setup. I ended up downloading the JBL app and I paired the Project Rock headphones there. So this app, and I showed it in one of my streams, this is what has different functions that you can use to control your noise cancellation, your ambient sound control, and smart audio and video. Now, technically, this is something that you can already do with controls on the headphones themselves. But beyond that, you can also do the equalizer settings. So this one by default has the Project Rock one, or you can turn it off and do a customized version of it. Now, I'm going to switch from connecting these to the tablet to connecting it to the iPhone. That has a lot to do with, the codecs that basically Android run that apparently are better when paired up between Apple and the Project Rock headphones, and that has to do with AAC. So I believe the other Bluetooth codec is SBC, so that's like the standard one. But AAC works better with Apple products. I'm actually going to leave a link to the article from Sound Guys. I did some research on that, and the Sound Guys really break it down with AAC versus SBC. I did notice an increased difference initially when I paired these two to my iPhones or iPads versus my Androids running Bluetooth 5.0. So my music, which I don't just utilize like streaming services, and when I do, the streaming services that I use would be like YouTube Music, and that high audio quality I think is capped at 256 kilobytes per second. So using Tidal's supposed to give you like lossless audio. Well, I use VLC for my lossless audio on both devices. So this is where I have VLC, and I upload my own FLAC files to the other device. And when it comes to my iTunes music that I rip from my own CDs, I rip them at Apple lossless audio. So I have noticed that the audio quality is significantly better when I use an iOS product versus an Android device. I'm going to switch these up, and I'll do an edit here so I can jump to it after I pair these up. These work great and don't fall off as much when I'm using it with this cap, okay? I don't have that concern when I'm using the first gen. But if I'm not wearing this cap, because I guess it fills out and allows more resistance to the headband. This thing slips off. It makes it very inconvenient because even though I'm wearing a cap like this, it's annoying that I have to plan out my workouts, because if I do anything that requires both facing down, facing up when I'm working out, well, I have to rearrange my cap. And using this on Android, this thing does pause the music, so that does help me. One thing that I noticed this time around, because I paired it to my iPhone, it wasn't pausing the music, and neither was the first generation headphones. So I thought that was a little odd. Maybe I never noticed that, it never did, but point is that I caught it this time. So between these two, I purposely had them paired to my iPhone because I was listening to the Batman soundtrack by Michael Giacchino. Anyone that's heard that before knows it's a very loud soundtrack, and I really do think that depending on which audio tracks you're using, you're going to be, and I don't mean the soundtrack, I mean like anything in general, because not all soundtracks or audio albums things are recorded in the same audio level, that you're going to experience something very different. So in my case, playing the Batman soundtrack, I first listened to it with this. The sound clarity and quality was coming across just fine. Noise cancellation isn't as great in my opinion. These things were considerably louder at the same volume. And so I kept these on for the rest of the workout because I wanted, you know, just to enjoy the music and finish my workout. I do strategically plan my workouts around these headphones, but because I've been in recovery coming back from injury, that's why I haven't pushed myself that hard to do anything like HIIT or anything that's high intensive that will hurt the knees. So I have been relying mostly on these all year long, and they're my go-to because when you're not having to, I guess, jump around as much, this they stay on your head. So I didn't have those concerns. So this time for science, I put my body through the ringer just so I could get a better feel and idea and hear and hearing for these things. So when it comes to it, which of these are better for longevity, comfort, outdoors, not just working out, the brisk walk or even a jog? Definitely these. They might slip off though, so just keep that in mind. But you would be serviced better with these because also the pass-through sound is better than this one. And you're more aware of your surroundings on this one, so that's a lot safer out there. This, you want to block out the noise and just, you know, just push your stress out and just focus on your workout and just pump the iron. Then yes, but you can also, you know, do some HIIT and like burpee stuff with this, so you don't have to worry about them falling off as much. But they will fall off when pushed hard enough. So anyway, I hope I addressed many of your concerns that you've raised. I really appreciate you all that have tuned into my previous videos. Your experience or mileage will vary depending on what kind of workouts that you're doing. Is it worth $300 one year later? Oh my goodness, I can't tell you that any headphones worth $300. If you want to and you tried out other gym headphones, definitely. If you want the sound quality and you want gym headphones, then of course these are the pair you're going to want to get. I think they're cheaper at underarmor.com. I think they're like $250 last I checked, and they have them available in white. So these things would look pretty cool in white, but I already have these in white, so I'm like, might as well have them in black. If you're interested about my gym setup that I have at home, because I have a ton of different things, those videos and walkthroughs are actually on my Instagram at TheAndresSegovia. So you're welcome to follow over there. I do giveaways as well, so you might find a thing or two that you might want to participate in some contests that are coming up depending on when you're watching this video. But anyway, I appreciate you all. Thank you so much. Like, share, subscribe, stay in the know, and I'll see you on the next one.